Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shiur where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Psach 90, talking about someone that has to do something. Rav holds like Rav Yitzchak, who said regarding those to whom the verse was addressed, they were people who, because of obligation, became contaminated by a corpse, whose seventh day fell out on Erev Pesach, so they couldn't do the carbon at that time. For the state regarding them, they were men who were contaminated by human corpse, and they were not able to make the Pesach offering on that day. Phrase "on that day" implies there's only on that day that they were not able to make the offering. On the following day, they would have been able to make it. Clearly, it was their seventh and final day of Tumah that fell on Erev Pesach, but the merciful one Hashem said, defer them until Pesach Sheni. The key phrase to hone in on for me is it says they were obligated to become contaminated by a corpse. It reminds me of the idea of mace mitzvah. You know, if you're around and there's a mace that has no one to bury it, you have to get up and do it. Even if you're learning, for the idea of mace mitzvah, I think they say that you have to get up and do it. Even though usually we say ha'osik b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah, someone who's involved in a mitzvah and doesn't have to do another mitzvah. But in general, it's the idea of you making sure that you take care of what needs to get taken care of. If someone doesn't have the money to get married, maybe it's on you to stand up and help out. Someone doesn't know how to do X, Y, or Z, and you know how, you have to stand up and help them. Someone needs help looking into the community, or finding food, finding shelter, finding clothing. You step up and help them. Pirkei Avos teaches, "B'makom she'einish hishtada lehiyot ish." In a place where there is no man, you stand up, you be the man. Just as the Gemara here talks about how they were under obligation, they had to bury their dead. Well, anyway, we should never know from such things. So to a person, if they see a person on the way, you have to get involved. You have to be involved. You see someone lost, you could say, it's not my problem, not my responsibility. No, you got to get up, take action, ensure that proper justice is done, and make sure that you get the kid or whatever, whoever's lost, back to their family. Make sure to fulfill the obligation, even if you wouldn't think it's your obligation to begin with. Someone new comes to the community, let the hospitality committee deal with it. Let Yankel Shmerel Merrill do it, because he really is good at this. I don't know this. I never do this. No, you got to stand up. You got to do it. You have to be involved in your obligation. You have to be involved in helping out those around you. In whatever form, whatever manner it occurs to you. Someone's stranded, they don't have a ride, give them that ride. Someone doesn't have a place to stay and they're in your community, give them that place. They don't have a meal, give them that meal. Make sure to stand up and do it your obligation. Just as the Gemara here talks about the people having to bury their dead, lo aleinu, we should know from such things. So too, in general, we should make sure to be involved in whatever obligations may come our way throughout our days. Join us next time as we talk Psachim 91 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.